Here at DSW, we're getting back to our regularly scheduled program, Living Your Best Life. Whatever is on your calendar, you're going to need some really good shoes. That's where DSW comes in. Find Need Right Now sneakers, Wear Everywhere sandals, and everything in between from top brands like Adidas, Reebok, Steve Madden, and more. Shop now at DSW.com or a DSW store near you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron. Welcome to another Friday episode. This week, you guys, we're going back in time. I've got a TBT for you. I spoke to Ben Flanick. If you don't remember Ben, he was the runner-up on Ashley's season of The Bachelorette. And then he was the season 16 Bachelor, and he picked Courtney Robertson, and she was the villain, and it was the whole big drama, and they went skinny dipping. And I made Ben, you know, go back in time and talk about all of these things, which he was thrilled to do. And we talked about his new book series. He played Bachelor Regrets, and he actually spilled some fun tea about his current relationship with Courtney, because if you don't know, they had quite the falling out, a very messy breakup. And then she went on to write a book called I Didn't Come Here to Make Friends, Confessions of a Reality TV Villain. And Ben was very upset with the contents of the book, which we get into. So without further ado, here is my interview with Ben Flanick. So tell me about Frequent Flyers. What inspired you to write a children's book and all about it?
Yeah, I, a number of years ago, I kind of like came up with the concept Frequent Flyers. It's about this little trio of flies that live at the airport, and they board commercial flights for international destinations, teach kids about acceptance of other cultures and not being afraid of airplanes and travel, and they get into some shenanigans along the way. I just thought it was like a pretty cute idea, and I really liked the name, so I trademarked it. And my sister had a baby, Josephine, and I figured this would be like kind of like a nice little gift to her. So I spent the vast majority of COVID in like inner circles with my close friends and their kids, and pulled a lot of character traits out of like my niece and some of my other friends' kids and things like that. So it was a COVID project.
A COVID project. Where are some of the places explored? I know Paris is one, right?
Paris is one. The second book is actually, I already finished it. It's New York. Not so international for us, but maybe for others. And yeah. I haven't thought about number three yet. I just recently started a new job, so I'm kind of busy. I don't know when volume three will be coming out. It probably won't be anytime soon. But it's been fun. It's been a fun little kind of creative outlet and project, and been received well. And so hopefully keep selling books.
Did anything surprise you that was maybe harder than you thought about writing a children's book?
Yeah, I think the hardest part about it is less is more is probably the right way to say it. You want to write and write and write, but kids don't want tons of words. So striking that balance was difficult. And, you know, I'll be the first to admit, I think the first one is probably a little lengthy. The second one is, I'm like finding my feet. The second one is a little bit shorter, still accomplishes the same goal. And so the reading level for this is probably, five and up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned your niece, you're writing children's book. Do you have baby fever, or is this your outlet maybe for kids?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think I want kids. I'm still looking for my partner, my person. So I won't really know until I get there. We could start with that.
Yeah.
I watch my friends with kids, and especially my sister and brother-in-law, and the love and happiness it brings to them. So it would be kind of a shame to miss out on that, I think.
What are the qualities you're looking for in a partner? Are you on the apps? How are we doing this, Ben?
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I kind of like sporadically go on Hinge every once in a while. I suppose I'm on the apps. I live in Sonoma now, which is a very small town, and that makes dating fairly difficult. plus it's a small town, and like I did that television show, and it's like if I go on a bunch of first dates in the town of Sonoma, then everyone probably just assumes I'm like back being the bachelor, which is not the case. So I have to be very careful about dating in Sonoma.
Does the bachelor and bachelorette feel like a lifetime ago, or does it feel like yesterday?
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime ago, long time ago. I mean, I think I'm looking like a decade now, I think.
I think so.
Something like that. I mean, I feel the same. I'm youthful. There's vigor. I'm able to grow a mustache now. It's probably the only difference.
You do look the same. Are you in touch with anyone from the show?
Yeah, I still talk to Lucas Daniels from The Bachelorette. He's one of my best friends. We talk all the time. And that's really kind of it. And I still talk to some of the producers from the shows, Pete Nilan and Cassie. That's a bit, but not a whole lot.
Are you surprised that the show is still going and somehow I feel like more ingrained in pop culture than ever?
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, it was always a big show. It's amplified now with all of social media, obviously. And it was a well run show. It was a well produced show. When I was there anyway. I can't speak for the current production, but the people that I worked with were really good at their jobs. So
fair.
Naturally, it's going to be a good product.
What about Chris Harrison? Do you ever talk to him, or did you follow any of that drama?
From afar, you know, Chris and I have had a very like distant relationship post my season. We kind of like see each other at, you know, like golf tournaments or this or that. I sent him a little message after it was over and I said, "Hey man, we'll be the same without you. You know, best of luck in your new endeavors." That was kind of the extent of it.
What would it take for you to go on like a Bachelor in Paradise?
I mean, a lot. They asked me to do it. They've asked me to do it like 5 times.
Really?
Last, like 5 years. Yeah. Cause my handler at the time, Adam Mansfield, is now working on that show. And so he always reaches out, and I'm just too busy. I have too many projects and companies, and I'm too old.
I mean, I feel like they go back and forth with wanting to like up the age on some of these shows because people feel like it's too young, but then everyone wants what they can't have. So then they go back to the young and it goes all over the place. Cause Claire was our oldest bachelorette like last year. So she was 40. Yeah.
She was 40.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
So you're not too old. You're in.
Still in my 30s, hanging on by a thread.
What about with fans? Does anyone DM you anything crazy still, or like reach out to you about that stuff, or does it kind of fade it away?
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends like geographically where I am. I was in DC and New York last week, and I would just get stopped on the street everywhere I went. And I think people in like Northern California and Sonoma, San Francisco in particular, kind of like, there's that guy again. You know, no one really cares.
Yeah,
which is nice. And I worked really hard not to be famous. I didn't want to be famous. It wasn't my thing. As far as like DMings, yeah, you know, occasionally people have questions around it. And my season, like, continues to air around the world. So there'll be like random countries and people that all of a sudden I'll just get this like weird influx of followers and messages from, you know, random countries.
Here at DSW, we're getting back to our regularly scheduled program, Living Your Best Life. From finding excuses to hug all your friends, to checking that big hike off your bucket list, to embracing the return of wedding season, life is calling. And whatever is on your calendar, you're going to need some really good shoes. That's where DSW comes in. We'll provide the shoes, and you'll make them awesome. Find need right now sneakers, wear everywhere sandals, must-have boots, and everything in between from top brands like Adidas, Birkenstock, Reebok, Steve Madden, and more. Head to DSW.com or a DSW store near you to find your new favorite shoes.
When was the last time you saw any of that footage?
Of my stuff?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I think maybe during COVID, I watched a couple of episodes with like one of my best buds, and we had a good chuckle. Just like maybe the first and second episodes or something before it gets like too deep into relationships.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, it's it's crazy little time capsule to look back, and I'm not ashamed of anything. You know, I meant everything that I did at that time. So it's fine. It's easy for me to watch.
I assume you don't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette now.
I don't. I don't really watch a lot of television anymore.
Yeah.
But no, it's, I haven't watched the show for a long time. Not for any particular reason other than just like, I don't really have Monday nights to invest in this thing anymore. Yeah, I've been there. Too much of it.
You have. You've definitely been there. Courtney wrote a book a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. It came out that you maybe weren't so thrilled about the book. Was that true? That you did you read the book? Were you not happy about the book?
I was not happy about the book. I didn't read the book. I flipped through it. I remember I got like an advanced copy from a friend of mine. And you know, people do things for different reasons. Who knows, you know, what she was going through at the time. We've since made amends. We're fine. We're cool. We didn't speak for probably 6 years after that book came out. And then I reached out and we just kind of extended the olive branch, you know.
That's nice. I think she has a baby now. Did you talk about
that? She does. She does. She talks to my sister a lot still. They're still quite friendly. I think she is happy living in Scottsdale. At least it looks that way. And, you know, Courtney was always a really nice person. Deep down, she got a pretty raw deal with the edit.
Yeah. Wow. I love to hear that. I wasn't expecting to hear Courtney and Ben made amends. That made my day.
Yeah. You know, just old. What's the point?
Totally. No, I know. It's just so interesting. I mean, she obviously wrote a book. Bachelor people write a book all the time. You wrote a children's book. Would you ever want to go down that memoir path, or just not worth opening up all that potential drama again?
I'd be open to it, honestly. I don't know who would actually read it or care. But I've got some pretty crazy stories from that time in my life. I think it would be interesting to put down pen to paper. I don't think I have the bandwidth and or skill to write something like that. I know that most of these people probably get ghostwriters.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I can be your ghostwriter, Ben.
Yeah. Oh, are you a writer?
I mean, I write for Us Weekly. Close enough.
Oh, you know. Close enough.
Yeah, no, I think also just because Instagram and everything has changed the show and the culture around the show so much that people maybe crave some of the like simpler times of the show, but they still want to know what was going on. You know what I mean? Whereas now we maybe know too much. So I think that's why I asked.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I've got some stories. That's for sure.
Would you like to tell me one right now?
No, I would not.
Very fair. Yeah. Okay, I wrote a game. It's called Bachelor Regrets. I play it with everyone. You can expand on your answers or just tell me yes or no. Is that cool?
Sure.
Do you have any packing regrets from The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Not so much packing regrets, but wardrobe regrets. Mostly on Bachelorette. Boy, what was I thinking in some of those outfits? I mean, it's pretty comical.
I was going to say, one of the other ones is, do you have any hair or fashion regrets?
Oh, the hair stuff, man. Like, I don't know what was going on with, I'm not blaming the stylist or anything, but my hair was really bad. And like the little Arthur Francine memes, I don't know if you've seen those.
Yes.
Those are so funny.
I love it.
I think it's so good.
You can laugh at it now. That's all that matters.
I laughed at it from the day one. I think it's hilarious.
Do you regret how anything went down on Ashley's season, including how you guys kind of ended things a little rough?
No regrets there. I think there was like raw emotion in the way that I left. We kind of hashed it out at like after the final rose. And so, no, I'm totally fine with that.
Sad to hear her and JP broke up, but they have two cute kids too.
They do. Yeah. I talked to JP still.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was hard.
Do you regret sending any contestants home too early?
No, I don't think so. You know, there was one contestant that I still, you know, every so often think about. Her name was Nikki Sterling. Mm-hmm. And she's an absolute like ghost on the internet. I have no idea where she is. She was always, and she just said like nice things about me at like the Women Tell All. And I just always wanted to like reach out and say thank you for being so nice. And I think she was like number 3 or 4 or something. Okay. Maybe could have kept her around a little bit longer. It's the only
Mickey,
one
if you're that. Listening, Ben would like to say thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Nikki. She's a ghost. No idea.
Do you regret picking the quote unquote villain for your final rose?
I don't. I was like head over heels in love with Courtney. She was the only one.
And so no, do you regret the proposal?
Proposing to her?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
I do not.
And the last one, do you regret skinny dipping on your season of The Bachelor?
No. I do not. No.
Good.
Yeah. It was fun. You're a kid. It's like, just do it.
Good. Good. You don't have very many regrets. Love it. Let's circle back to the book again, Frequent Flyers. Where can everybody buy it? And when can we expect number two out yet, or just one right now?
Yeah, just one. It's available on Amazon and like Barnes and Noble and, you know, all the kind of standard places, but Amazon is the easiest. Volume two will be coming out shortly, probably next month sometime. I'm just kind of actually animated the first one. So I have this whole cartoon that's being released slowly on the first book, and then we'll release the second book, and it's all according to my publisher, et cetera, et cetera.
That's awesome. Did you ever expect, I know you've always done stuff with wine and everything. Did you ever expect children's author to be on your resume?
No, honestly, it's funny. All my friends make fun of me because, you know, I've thrown a lot of darts and I've had some success in business and some failures like most, but they're all like, out of all the things you've done, if you end up like retiring off of a children's book, we're going to laugh. I mean, you'll laugh all the way to the bank, but we'll laugh at you because it's the most random thing you've thought of. We're going to have to sell a lot more books for that to happen. Let's put it that way.
All right. Let's sell some books. Thank you so much. This has been fun. I feel like I love going back down memory lane a little bit. Thank you for being game. And I'm happy to hear that you're doing well.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.